This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The tightest security measures in recent memory are in place in Washington, D.C. It's ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th U.S. president. National Guard soldiers from across the East Coast continue to arrive in the city. The streets of the U.S. Capitol were eerily empty, and it seemed their number may have dissuaded all but the most determined protesters from returning to the city after the shocking events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. A Moscow judge ruled Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny should be held in police custody for 30 days. This follows his arrival back in Russia Sunday when he was immediately detained. Sunday marked the first time back at home in Russia since the opposition leader was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment abroad. He has openly accused the president, Vladimir Putin, of ordering Russia's security forces to carry out the attack, a charge the Kremlin has denied. Russian authorities say his detention was justified, arguing that Navalny was in violation of a parole stemming from a 2014 suspended sentence and his time abroad. The head of the World Health Organization said on Monday that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure distributing COVID-19 vaccines, urging countries and manufacturers to share doses more fairly around the world. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the prospects for equitable distribution are at serious risk, just as its vaccine sharing scheme, COVAX, aims to start distributing inoculations next month. He noted that 44 bilateral deals were signed last year, and at least 12 have already been signed this year. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of California has become the first state to record more than 3 million known coronavirus infections. That's according to a tally Monday by Johns Hopkins University. The grim milestone was not entirely unexpected in a state with 40 million residents, but its speed was stunning. The state only reached 2 million reported cases on December 24th. Its count far outpaces other large states like Texas. California also has seen more than 33,600 deaths due to COVID-19. A caseload surge that began last fall has strained hospitals. Officials warn that a recent slight downward trend could reverse when the full impact of holiday gathering transmissions is felt. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to quickly extend restrictions barring travel by most people who have recently been in much of Europe and Brazil soon after U.S. President Donald Trump lifted those requirements to be effective January 26th. Mr. Trump signed that order Monday, lifting the restrictions he imposed early last year in response to the pandemic after winning support from coronavirus task force members and public health officials. Soon after Mr. Trump's order was made public, Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki tweeted, on the advice of the medical team, the administration does not intend to lift the restrictions on 1/26. She added that with the pandemic worsening and more contagious variants emerging around the world, this is not the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. Until Biden acts, Trump's order ends restrictions the same day that new COVID-19 test requirements take effect for international visitors. Mr. Trump is due to leave office Wednesday. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he hopes U.S. President-elect Joe Biden would be able to carry out an immigration reform that would help the address of the problem of undocumented migrants to the United States. Referring to the migrants in the caravan, López Obrador said that they should not attempt to enter countries by force. On Sunday, Guatemalan authorities employed tear gas against a caravan of Honduran migrants and reportedly beat some of them in an effort to stop them from passing through the country to reach the United States. President-elect Joe Biden plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration. It would provide an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people already living in the U.S. without legal status. That's according to a person granted anonymity to discuss that legislation. It's a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh immigration policies. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.